Montana's wildland firefighters face a drastic pay cut at the end of this week without congressional action. Nationwide, the bipartisan infrastructure law made $600 million available to boost wages for more than 11,000 firefighters. The law gave Interior Department or Forest Service employees an annual raise of either $20,000 or a 50% base salary increase. Wildland firefighters can make as little as $15 an hour, doing one of the country's most dangerous jobs. Jonathan Golden, with the advocacy group Grassroots Wildland Firefighters, describes the pay raise as a game changer.
That really sent a message and a signal to the workforce that they were acknowledged for their hard work, their dedication, their sacrifice, and that hard work also includes the off-season when they are recovering.
Federal spending is set to expire at the end of this week. Congress could pass a resolution to keep the government funded into the new year, which would cover the firefighter pay raise. Golden's group says rather than needing biennial approval, Congress should make the federal wildland firefighting increases permanent. In addition to pay raises, more permanence would also allow crews to prepare and budget for future fire seasons, which Golden points out are becoming longer and more costly to fight.
We need those preparedness budgets and those wages, salaries, and expenses budgets as well to also increase, because that's the stuff that gets those firefighters out on the line, prepared and ready to go to fight increasingly dangerous fires.
Golden and other advocates are pushing to bring federal wildland firefighter pay closer to the wages of state fire personnel, which in some cases are much higher. I'm Mark Moran for Big Sky Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.